With us this morning, we do want to welcome you to Lake Country Bible Church and invite you to look in the back of the seat in front of you at the hymn slot there, and you'll find an envelope, or inside that envelope is a slip of paper that we would appreciate you filling out just to give us some contact information for you. And at the end of the service, please drop that completed form off into the wicker basket just to the right of the glass double doors. Again, thank you for joining us in worship today.
Good morning, folks. If you don't know it, we have a birthday boy with us here today. Wesley Buckler. I don't know how old he turns. I didn't look at that. But Facebook is good for one thing. At least it keeps track of birthdays for me. So happy birthday, Wesley. I hope it's an enjoyable one. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you so very much for allowing us to come together in this country that you have given us, that you have set forward. We see times coming which we don't understand. We see things happening which seem to compromise our thinking of how things should be done. We see Satan moving in this prince of power in the air that moves through, and we see a dismantling of what we think is right. But Father, we know that in the end, you are in charge. We know in the end that you have a plan for everything, and we know in the end that nothing takes you by surprise. We ask that as we go through our time and as we go through our lives, that we would give the ability to shine the grace of Jesus Christ through us, the gospel, and please make us bold on any chance that we have to spread that gospel to anybody. Or that is reason why we're here, Father. We're not here for our own entertainment. We're not here for our own selves. Whenever you paid that price on the cross, our salvation was bought with a price. And we need to take that seriously. So, Father, I just ask that you would infuse each one of us with that spirit to want to be able to spread the gospel every day. Pray for the people that are not here this morning that are sick. I pray for the people that are here this morning that have ailments, that are recovering from surgeries, that are looking for surgeries. Father, this is not an easy life that you give us. We look at it as a long time when we live 100 years. But Father, in the eye of eternity, that is nothing. So we just ask that you would give us the ability to live this life fully for you as we walk through it. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Hymn book now and turn to number 1.
I think I was supposed to do announcements earlier, but you're going to get them now if I can find them. There they are. First off, next Sunday is going to be Christmas. And last, when we had a meeting, we were like, are we going to meet on Christmas Sunday? And I was like, well, if we can't meet on Christmas Sunday, we shouldn't be meeting on any days. So we'll be here on Christmas Sunday. We're doing a special service. We're going to do 9:30 on Sunday, one service. It should be over about 45 minutes to an hour. Then you can go forth and do your family stuff. We would like to see everybody that would like to come. Please come for that one. Like I said, tell you the truth, you know, I'm closer to my family here in a lot of ways than I am to my family at home. That's just a different type of situation. So next week we'll be doing that. And then come back the New Year's, it's just like a normal Sunday. I'll be teaching Sunday school, and I'm sure Mike will be teaching the normal lesson. Prayer meetings are every Sunday at 9 a.m. Are we doing a prayer meeting next week? Prayer meeting next week? Yes, no, maybe so. 9 o'clock? So anybody that wants to come to prayer meeting, it will still be at 9 o'clock back in this room over here. So if you'd like to come for prayer before Sunday school or before our next meeting, it'll be at 9 o'clock next Sunday. Wednesday night services are at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome. We're pretty much, as far as choir rehearsals, we're going to be no more until after later on, right? It says choir rehearsals in here. No choir rehearsals after that. I'm reading the things, and somebody didn't fix it for me. I'm going to blame the writer of the pamphlet. Women's study, Bible study resumes January 3rd. Terry Buckler will be teaching that. She is going to be leading a study in the book of Joshua. Joshua. All women are invited. Lake Country Bible Church annual meeting will be held on January 15th. Okay, our prayer and reading this morning will be Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. I'll give you all a second to get there. Somehow or another, my book just opened up to that place. Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of man, as it has now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs at and of the same body and partakers of his promises in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of his grace, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto his principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
You want to turn that light back on for just a few minutes? Good morning, church. Boy, bigger number than what I could see out of the corner of my eye, and you all look good. I didn't say pretty, just good. Well, some of you are pretty. And there's others like myself. But good morning. Today we are going to be looking at the millennium. But I want to do something first. I think... Steve, would you come lead happy birthday to Wes? I'd hate for him to walk out without. And whenever Terry has another birthday, we want to sing happy birthday twice to him.
Happy birthday to you.
Also, I have another thing I want to do this morning. I'd like the Proudfoots to come up here for just a moment. This couple right here, I am receiving into our church with great joy. We had an opportunity to speak with them. They desire membership in our church, And so as of this morning, Proudfoot, Don, Vicky, are members of Lake Country Bible Church. And today, after the service, I'd love for you to come by and welcome them into the church, if you would. Let's give them a round of applause. Neat couple. The more I get to know about them, the more I love them. And welcome. Does my heart good. And by the way, anybody else that would like to join, we're hard to get into our fellowship. All you got to do is ask, and we'll put you to work. I wanted to put that man to work already, and his precious wife on our work day. They were up here slaving away. They weren't even members at that time. So rejoice. The millennium. You can turn the lights down if you would. The millennium. We find that the Word of God, as we read in Ephesians this morning, there have been mysteries down through the ages that were mysteries revealed. Paul revealed several of them. We'd be really hard put to have the knowledge of the Scriptures that we have today if it was not for Paul. Paul called himself an apostle, born out of time. Paul has done a lot for the believers today. Many years ago, Paul, I'm sure, did not realize and understand the impact that he would have on the Christian faith in 2022. Hard to believe 2023 is just around the corner. And remember, next Sunday, 9:30, we'll be having a shortened version of our Sunday morning, and it'll be a little bit different. In fact, it'll be a whole lot different. But we'd love to have you here next Sunday morning and rejoice with us in remembering Christ's birth. We begin to look into this lesson number 13, the millennium. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer and ask His guidance. Father, we come to You this morning and we thank You so much for Your grace, for Your love, for Your mercy, for Your long suffering, for Your faithfulness, Father. Father, the gift of eternal life is one that we cherish. Many times we forget and do not remember. It's not brought to our mind the price that Christ paid for our sin on the cross, that we might have eternal life in heaven with You forever and ever. Father, we thank You for Your word as we look into it this morning. We pray that You'd guide our thoughts and, Father, our understanding as we look at this time period in the future described as the millennium. Father, we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. The millennium. Lesson 13 in our series. We have about four or five more lessons, and we'll be through with this series. If you have any suggestions on what you might like to go through next, we will. Just as a straw poll this morning, by a quick raise of hands, have you enjoyed the use of PowerPoint in our series on the millennium? Okay. All right. Those who disagree probably have already heard from you, listen, we want to please everybody. We don't want to please the majority. We want to please everybody. But this morning, the millennium. As we begin to look at the millennium, we find that it falls after the second coming of Christ, this time period. This period that we know as the millennium, which is 1,000 years in length. It begins at the second coming, the revelation of Christ, as He comes back to this earth to set up this time period, the millennium. Actually, this millennium is actually the earthly reign that Christ will have here on this earth. He will rule and He will reign. many things will be different during the tribulation, during the millennium period. Some things will be still the same. There will be people who are born during the millennium, because there will be people who have not died. They go in, pass into the millennium period of time in the flesh. They will continue to have children during the millennium, so children will be born. There will be babies. There will be dirty diapers that need to be changed. There will be getting up at 1 and 2 in the morning to care for the infant during the millennium. The fact of the matter is that, and that's a term I've learned from that man, Ray. I use a lot of his terminology now. Ray, I appreciate that. But the fact of the matter is that these people who are born during the millennium will need to trust Christ as their Savior also. He will be ruling and reigning. That will be something that will be different than what we have today. The literal kingdom and reign of Christ, 1,000 years in length. The conditions will be different during the millennial reign of Christ. There will be a change in the relationship of the animal kingdom with those believers, unbelievers that are during the millennial reign of Christ. Let me say this. Only saved people will go into the millennial reign of Christ. While we do not find the word millennium in the Bible, we do read of the 1,000 years, which is the same. We believe that it is literal, for it's mentioned 6 times in the 20th chapter of Revelation. Look at the 6th verse. For example, Revelation 26, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus, known as the kingdom, is one subject of the Old Testament prophecy. It's the one main subject of Old Testament prophecy. There is not one single reference to the church in the Old Testament. Not one. Ephesians 3, as we read this morning, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me toward you, to youward, how that by revelation it made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by this church the manifold wisdom of God. We read in Romans chapter 16, verses 25 and verse 26, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Old Testament is full of the coming kingdom and reign of Christ. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. We read, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. There are New Testament scriptures which speak of the coming kingdom and reign of Christ. Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. This kingdom and reign will be perfect in every detail. Sin will not be allowed to raise its head. This will be the golden age which God has promised, and the saints will enjoy, and might I say also the Jews looked forward to and expected. Entrance into the kingdom. The following people are those who will enter the kingdom. The living tribulation saints. This includes both Jews and Gentiles. We read in Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, and I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The martyred tribulation saints. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, we read, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither hath received his mark, his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The Old Testament saints, Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Matthew chapter 8, verse 11. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. The New Testament saints, the church. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in His throne. During the kingdom, there shall be great changes in the earth and sea, as well as in people during the kingdom age. The following explains these great changes. The earth. There shall come a time, the kingdom age, when there shall be no more earthquakes, storms, etc. Romans 8, verse 21 and 22, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. The whole earth shall be made to bring forth bud. Be a marvelous time. You love gardens. You better get ready. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. How about the land? By this I mean the land of Israel. Yes, her deserts too shall blossom as the rose. There will be greater geological changes than most realize. Abundance during the millennium will bring forth much fruit. Zechariah 14, verses 8 and 9, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one. Zechariah 14:10, and all the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba into Ramon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate into the place of the first gate, into the corner gate, from the tower of Haniel unto the king's winepress. Ezekiel 47, verse 8. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. That's a photograph or picture of the Dead Sea. The above scripture, with additional verses in Ezekiel 47, point to the time when the Dead Sea shall be raised to a height above sea level, thus causing the dead waters to be emptied into the valley, which shall be opened from the Dead Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. Then living or fresh waters shall flow into the once Dead Sea, and it shall become bountiful with fish, a place where fishermen shall spread their nets. The animals during the millennium, there shall not be found one ferocious animal during the millennium. Isaiah 11, verse 6, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. What a wonderful place this is going to be for a period of time during the millennium. Things will change. There are going to be enemies to the kingdom. There are two kinds of enemies of the kingdom: those who fight it before it is established, and those who fight it during its existence. The devil is one who will fight it. Most certainly the devil is an enemy of the kingdom. He's against Christ and everything that is Christ's. He now fights it, but will not be able to do so during the millennium, as he is to be chained during that time in the bottomless pit. We read in Revelation chapter 20, verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, and he should deceive the nations no more till a thousand years be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. The unbelievers, will there be unbelievers during this millennial period? Yes. Why? We thought that no one but the saved would be allowed to enter the kingdom. That's right. Then where do these unbelievers come from? From among those who are born of parents who come out of the tribulation alive. Nowhere does the Bible state that the believers who come out of the tribulation alive shall receive their glorified bodies before the millennium begins. They will be able to conceive and bear children. Those who are born during the millennium must be born again. They must accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. What happens if they don't? They are cut off. Isaiah 65:20. And there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old, shall be accursed or cut off. Thus, there will be death during the millennium. Death of unbelievers who come to the age of 100 years and still reject Christ. What's going to be the economy of the kingdom? What will constitute the kingdom? Well, number one, Christ will set up this thousand-year reign or the kingdom. Acts 15, verse 16. After this, I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen. I will build again the ruins thereof. I will set it up. Christ shall rule with a rod of iron. Psalms chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. I will declare the decree that the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Christ's rule shall be a rule of righteousness. Something we don't see today. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, we read, Thou shalt not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Zechariah 14, verse 20, In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. That time will come to an end, the end of the kingdom. The thousand years mark the end of the earthly reign of Christ. There will be a time of judgment following this, the great white throne judgment. He will continue, Christ will continue to rule, however, forever and ever. Christ shall reign during the millennium as David's son, and after the millennium, he shall reign throughout all eternity as God's son. Yes, he's the son of David and also the son of God. He is David's son according to the flesh by his incarnation. He is God's eternal son by relation. The devil is loosed from the bottomless pit, causes the second battle of Gog and Magog, which ends the perfect earthly reign of Christ. This is followed by the great white throne judgment found in Revelation 20. Believers, you and I, we know Christ is our Savior this morning. Christ wants to reign in our hearts and lives right now. He will reign during the kingdom age, but he wants to have absolute rule and reign in our lives today. Now, submit to him in perfect dedication today, if you would. 1 Peter 3:15. Peter encourages, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The end of our lesson today. It's going to be a different kind of situation on this earth during the millennial reign of Christ. Last 1,000 years, we shall be here with Christ. We shall rule and reign for 1,000 years. We'll be able to see these events in person, right up front. What a time that will be. We may think that we can imagine what it's going to be like, but I don't think we really can do that. You know, unbelievers today, they can't really realize the terrible, terrible anguish and pain and punishment they'll endure because of their not trusting Christ as Savior. It's our job as His ambassadors today to be His witness till we see Christ face to face at the rapture of the church. Are we faithful in that? I pray so. I pray God would give us a burden, because I believe by everything that we see in the world today, the rapture is closer than it's ever been before. All the things that we see today are things that point to the second coming at the end of the tribulation period. Rapture is 7 years prior to that. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning, and once again we rejoice. If we know Christ as our Savior, we rejoice in the fact that we'll not be here during the tribulation, but we'll return with you at the end of the tribulation, and we'll rule and reign for 1,000 years here on this old earth. Father, it'll be a completely different set of circumstances here on this earth than it is now. Father, we look forward to the good changes. Father, as we see in Scripture, the world, those who do not know Christ and do not trust Christ during the millennial reign that you have here, will wax worse and worse, and sin will once again be prevalent here in this earth at the end of the millennial reign, even though you're here ruling and reigning. So, Father, we come this morning and we pray that we, as your children, are going to be faithful witnesses for you until we see you face to face at the rapture. Thank you once again for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.